favor of the city of Phoenix partnering with the Suns to renovate Talking Stick Resort Arena?
I'm in favor of the right deal to get something done. I've always been in favor of having a conversation. I know that my opponent is a hard no, but this issue, this challenge is far too important to just simply dismiss. I know that there isn't an appetite right now, and I understand there is no appetite right now to subsidize sports teams, and that's what we hear much about. I think what we have to understand is that this is a city-owned facility. It's the oldest arena in the NBA, and the Phoenix Suns will have an opportunity to leave if they don't get the renovations. And some people may be for that, but we also have to understand that this is still a city-owned facility, and we have to figure out what the future holds for that very large anchor tenant for downtown that has helped us bring the next version of downtown. You will all remember what downtown looked like in the 80s and even the 90s. That very important piece of infrastructure has been key, and we have to figure out what the next version of downtown is with or without that arena.
Yeah, and Danny, you know, the thing that I struggle with is what happens to that building if the Suns build their own building, let's say somewhere else outside of the city or whatever. If the Suns are not a tenant in that building, is there a viable plan? Has anybody, you were, or when you were on council, had there ever been conversations about what happens to that building if the Suns are not the tenant?
Monty, I certainly have thought about it personally. I wish I could tell you there were conversations at City Hall based on a contingency plan if the Phoenix Suns, if this conversation fell apart, right? And so, so that said, I don't, even if this is not voted on today, and I think it would do well, we would do well by creating more time, making sure that not only more people are brought to the table to be heard, but there really needs to be more education on where the money is coming from, how this kind of thing works. That said, just keep this in mind. If the Phoenix Suns leave, that is your anchor tenant in that building. And some people would say, well, we'll just pack it in with more concerts. Well, that's not possible because, you're also competing with other cities with updated venues for these concerts. So according to the city's economic development department, community economic development, if you want to upgrade this arena to be competitive just in that space, concerts, shows, it still will require between $130 and $180 million upgrade. So I think we have to make a real decision here on whether we want to, still be in this business or not. And yes, many cities are not in the arena business. I will tell you that everyone having the conversation right now, no one was there in the 80s when that decision was made. We happen to be in the arena business now. Right.
Yes,
and so
yes.
We have to figure out what the best possible steps are as we move forward.
Danny Valenzuela is a candidate to be mayor of the city of Phoenix. He's a firefighter. He was also a council member for a number of years. He joins us on Monty in the Morning, 1580 and 99.3 The Fanatic. And you're a guy that has been quite passionate about downtown, rejuvenating downtown and the possibilities for downtown. Why are you so passionate about making sure that downtown Phoenix is vibrant and viable?
I will tell you, the district that I represented for several years while being on the Phoenix City Council was Central and West Phoenix. So believe me when I tell you, areas that really needs revitalization, areas like Alhambra and Maryvale and so on and so forth. What I understood very early on is that downtown is an economic driver that helps provide services to all of the neighborhoods throughout the city. So any strong city must have a strong downtown. I've chaired economic development for the city of Phoenix for several years. I put a real focus on tech and innovation. We've gone from 60 tech companies in downtown in 2012 to more than 300 today. I will tell you that arena played a factor. And so, it's about placemaking and bringing people together and making it a place that we are all very proud to live and be from. I happen to be from Phoenix. I'm born and raised in Phoenix. Excuse me. So I am very passionate about downtown, but I'm also very passionate about protecting
taxpayers. So I totally get it. So what I would, you know, I'll give you an example of another sports team that I worked with in Maryville, the Milwaukee Brewers. Like the Phoenix Suns, they had an opportunity to leave. In fact, there were conversations they were going to leave the Cactus League. We all know how important the Cactus League is to our economy here in Arizona and yes. in this region. It took a lot of work, right? It took our due diligence, several meetings, sometimes not so good meetings. But at the end of the day, the Brewers paid 85% of the total renovation cost. And I'm telling you, Maryville is the place that you want to be this spring training for a great baseball game. And every taxpayer won, as far as I'm concerned, because we got them to pay 85% of the overall renovations in that city-owned facility. I'm not suggesting that same thing can happen with the Phoenix Suns. What I am saying is it takes time and it takes a commitment and a vision. You know, we can come there, but get there. But I'll tell you, if you have the attitude, you know, again, my opponent would just simply say no with no follow-up to your first question. What happens then if they leave? You know, yeah. What does our economy look like then? I mean, it's something that we have to be deliberate and just really walk through and make sure that we are protecting the city of Phoenix as we go through this process.
And by the way, I said this, Danny, before you came on, and I've asked Kate Gallego 30 different ways. I've asked her multiple times to come on the show. I asked to sit down and meet with her. I asked to have a phone call with her, an email exchange. She has refused to talk about the issue at all. And she has not given a concrete opinion on it. And, you know, you're a guy that's running for mayor. You resigned your council seat to run for mayor. And I would ask you, how dangerous is it for you to be on the radio talking about something that it seems like voters, and I'm a voter, I live in the city of Phoenix, by the way, and I'm passionate about it. So how dangerous is it for you, Danny, to be sitting here on the radio talking about it?
Well, you know what, Monty, politically, I'll tell you, I guess it is a bit dangerous because, again, there's this appetite that no one wants to invest in a sports team. Unfortunately, that's the headline. But realistically, this is a city-owned facility. It's a city-owned building. And think of the Burton Barr Library. Our main library on Central Avenue in the city of Phoenix that was closed for more than a year because it was not maintained properly. And of the heat that the city took from the constituents because they're saying you fail to maintain our assets properly. I understand there's a sports team that plays in this arena, but again, you know, the council in the 80s decided that we would be in the arena business. And if you, and speaking to my opponent, if you are a hard no, then have a plan, right? Because if we lose that anchor tenant and if we want to continue to run events out of that arena, we still have to pay. But also think of this. We'd have to pay for someone to manage that arena. And if you look at what's happening in Glendale with the Coyotes arena, that's $12 to $15 million a year that we are not paying now. So it's not a simple answer here. It may work for a poll. And maybe that's my downside, Monty. I'm more interested in governing than politicking, but I care about this place, and I think these decisions have to be made correctly.
Well, and you know, speaking of that poll, your guy Barrett Marson, who I guess is not your guy anymore. It depends on the time of day and when you ask him. He was on the show yesterday morning, and this poll was really interesting because I think it was a complete fracture job of the citizens of the city of Phoenix. And I don't think Barrett was honest about it. And I don't know who paid for it because, again, Ms. Gallego won't answer that question. Barrett won't answer that question. But I think you're in a very interesting situation right now with this race because I think there's a lot of people who are looking for reasons not to vote for you. Danny, I mean, you've had people make salacious accusations against you. I think when you look at the heat that is on this election, would you say that this has been a contentious race for mayor?
It's absolutely a contentious race for mayor, Monty. Absolutely. And you know what? It should be. It's the fifth largest city in the country. What I appreciate is that it'll be decided in March with the city voter. You'll have two candidates. a vision from each candidate. You'll certainly get one from me. And this is incredibly important, a track record that supports that vision.
Will you win?
Because one of us has consistently stepped up and has made the hard decisions. It's really easy to say whatever is popular in a poll and sit back knowing that someone else is going to have to make the hard decision. And the mayor has to be the person who leads. And so I'm going to continue to work toward that goal of being the mayor of my hometown, our city of Phoenix, and I think we have some good things ahead.
Hey, before I let you go, Danny Valenzuela, who's a candidate for mayor here in Phoenix, I do want to – you keep talking about being in the arena business. You were involved in the hotel business as well on council because of the Sheraton project that ultimately turned into the Marriott project that I believe on just on a cursory level lost $51 million based on construction cost. How do you, when you look at the real estate business for the city of Phoenix, would you say that you guys, in your time and before you, was the city of Phoenix successful as a real estate entity?
It's never ideal. Well, Monty, I want to clear something up. First of all, I wasn't on the council to put us into the hotel business.
Correct.
I certainly was on the council to get us out of the hotel business. So I strongly believe that we should not be in the hotel business. We should not be the landlord. I work closely with business leaders in our community, and I believe our job is not to be the landlord, but to work with the private sector and let them do what they do best as well. To summarize it, I worked to help us get us out of the hotel business, and I'm glad that we did that.
That was difficult. That was not easy. Starwood SPG wound up at the end of the day coming in and doing that. But do you believe that the council learned lessons from that? That's really, I guess, the question I need to ask, because that when the city got into that deal, that was going to be bad from the jump. And maybe this arena deal is, you know, akin to that. Although I think at this point, Danny, isn't there not a chance to save the arena situation and make a positive out of it?
Absolutely. Monty, there is an opportunity to do that. When, you know, I talk about the city council in the 80s having this vision for the arena, and a lot of people now may disagree. Also created the sports facility fund.
Yes.
Right. And they created this fund where people would be taxed with rental cars and hotels to keep this arena up and going, which I think that's also been lost in the conversation. But they created this fund. The city is receiving more than $12 million. It'll be $12.8 million a year from it. The state actually receives about $22 million a year for this reason. And so when you look at the overall economic impact of having that anchor tenant in downtown Phoenix, it's more than $180 million annually. You look at the more than 1,100 jobs that are in the arena that are not Suns jobs, that are tied to 58 companies right here in the Valley. When you talk to the restaurant owners around and so on. So the overall impact, I think, is there, but it doesn't mean we have to just pull the trigger and take the next deal. I still think that ideally, the next version of downtown Phoenix has the Phoenix Suns in it. Ideally, you know, but you can't get to a solution unless you're looking for one. You can't bring, you know, you can't get there unless you're having these discussions and going through line by line, word for word, trying to figure out what it means today. And Monty, I'll tell you, even more important, what it means 30 years from now.
Yes.
You know, what is it going to do for our community moving forward? But all of that is lost if you simply dismiss it and say, no, I refuse to have a conversation. Because I got to tell you, you're also saying no to the, you know, thousands of jobs tied to the arena and so on and so forth. I think the mayor really needs to be the chief problem solver of the city and needs to be, really should come from a place of you know, bringing people together to solve these problems.
By the way, last question, I promise. What was it like when you saw somebody get hit by a car? So you pulled over about a month ago, I guess now, almost 2 months ago. You saw somebody get hit by a car and you pulled over to help them. What the heck was that like?
I've been a firefighter for many years, and I'm glad it's this way, but it was second nature. You know, I pulled my truck over. My truck was hit, but of course, that person was okay, and I'm glad for that. But I called 911 and had my phone on speaker while I was, you know, performing CPR. And unfortunately, you know, I wish there was a better outcome for this person, but I do know that we gave this person every opportunity to survive.
Wow.
And of course, that's important to me. But it was second nature. And I'm glad no one was hurt, including myself. I mean, it was dark and in the middle of a, you know, pretty busy area. So it worked out for me, you know, unfortunately, you know, that family will never be the same. And that part is always tough, but it was second nature, and I would do it again, of course.
Wow. So you wound up, and I just read the story. I don't know the story, and I don't know if you feel like talking about it or not, but it was dark, you were driving, there was an accident, and you got out and gave CPR to somebody on the street.
Yeah, I was driving, I was driving eastbound on Northern Avenue, and I witnessed a gentleman struck by a truck. I mean, just a few trucks over, a few cars over, and the car in front of me actually had to swerve to miss this person. And so I stopped and did it in a way pretty quickly where I could protect that person, which is why my truck was struck from behind. But again, called 911, had my phone on speaker and performed CPR, because it's important to call 911 first and foremost to bring that chain response, you know, firefighters, police officers, that kind of thing. But doing that simultaneously while I was doing compressions to give this person their best opportunity to live. And so, again, you know, fire took over a few minutes later. Phoenix Fire took over a few minutes later, and later that night heard that, unfortunately, this person didn't survive their injuries, which was unfortunate. But look, fortunately, no one else was injured. And I'll tell you this, Monty, you know, what I take with me in that particular scenario is I know that we gave that person their best opportunity for survival.
Sure,
and it's like
sure.
anything else in life, right?
Yeah.
You can find solace in knowing that you did all you possibly can. And so, so you know, that was important. But I got a call maybe the next morning, some of the media figured out that that I was the bystander that performed CPR, so word kind of got out. But nonetheless, you know, no one else was injured. Got my truck fixed. All is good.
Yeah. Hey, well, nice to meet you. I appreciate you coming on the show, because your opponent wouldn't do that. And I appreciate you talking about a difficult issue. And hopefully I'll be able to meet you in person at some point. Good luck. We'll talk again soon.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Danny Valenzuela, candidate for mayor of Phoenix.